Yeah.
Can I come in?
Uh-huh.
You all right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Scrapbook.
Did you do all that yourself?
Granny helped. She made me some of the copies of the photographs of Grandad. That's you.
Yes, I remember that. Your Grandad made us a tent in the garden. Put your book away a minute.
Am I in trouble?
No, no, love. I just want to talk to you. We've never really talked about the man who was your dad.
No.
I was wondering how you might feel about meeting him.
A Man's World was written by Adrian Mead. Angela was played by Siobhan Redmond. Paul was Paul McColl. Gary was Sean Hay. Vincent, Chris McConnell. Darren, Gary Collins. Mark, Tom Freeman. Maggie, Molly Innes. Louise, Vicky Liddell. And Chloe was Mari Goodall. The music was by the Dale Cooper Quartet and the Dictaphones, featuring Ronan McAlane. A Man's World was directed by Taran Ali and is a Bona Broadcasting production for BBC Radio 3.
Try to run away, but darkness won't cover you.
Our play next week is set in 1984 in Russia, where an outspoken Nobel Prize-winning novelist sees his work banned for its critical exploration of the realities of the Soviet Union's involvement in Afghanistan. But an English publisher comes to his rescue. It's called Sunset by Doug Lucy, and you can hear it at 8:30 next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3.
On BBC One.
As the Queen reaches an historic 60 years on the throne, we look back at an extraordinary life.
She's managed to modernise and evolve the monarchy like no other.
The story of our most familiar enigma, told by those closest to her.
She was right, as she always is.
The Diamond Queen continues tomorrow night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Here on Radio 3, it's time for World Roots with Lucy Duran, who this week is heading to Albania, a country that spent its entire history fighting invasion and occupation. Until the early 1990s, Albania was closed to the outside world by the communist regime of Enver Hoxha. For this week's programme, Lucy travels to a small folk festival in the mountainous north of the country with her guide, the Albanian artist Edit Pulaj.
Well, I've heard about Albania's famous festivals. This one is an entirely local, regional festival way up in the mountains in a very remote part of northeast Albania with very, very tall mountains all around us. And we're walking along with a procession along the main part of town, this town, Bayram Suri.
Look at that dance there.
Ah, it's a whirling dancer.
This is a very typical northern dance. Do you see the guy there?
He's whirling from one foot to another. He's got a sort of a white felt hat on.
Yeah, it's very acrobatic.
All through the procession, everyone is wearing the symbol of Albania, the black eagle. Have you ever been to this part of Albania?
No, I haven't. During this 20 post-communist years, somehow Tropoja has been a very troubled city. And I don't know how much it was a true or a common phobia to come to this place, because all news coming from Tropoja were very bad and frightening in terms of looting and killing and blood feuds. So somehow it kept people away for attempting it, although it's gotten a tremendous natural beauty.
And right in front of us is an enormous statue of a man holding a gun. Who is this?
This guy is Bayram Suri, a national hero, and that's the hero which this town was named after.
So this is the opening of this festival.
The name of the festival is Sofra Dardane, and it's held in Tropoia since 3 years now.
Tropoia being the region.
Yeah, in the northern part of Albania.
Looks like there are going to be dozens of groups here from all over the country.
Yeah, not only from Albania only, but from all Albanian-speaking regions within surrounding countries. Albanians from Montenegro, Albanians from Macedonia, Albanians from Kosovo, Bar Komtar, we call it Albanian inclusive.
Wider Albania.
Wider Albania, exactly. The festival. This is a song about our Albanian national hero called Mitso Koli, who fought against Turks in 1908 and died in 1908, who stood in front of the cannon, smashed his body into pieces on the battle with the Turks, giving an example to all the Albanians how they should fight the Turks and never give in order to protect his own people.
I am on.
Well, we're driving through very remote mountain countryside by a rushing river, which is pretty amazing colour of very turquoise blue. It's a very narrow road. We're surrounded by very high mountains. It seems that all the scenery around here up in northern Albania is a bit like this. And we're now on our way to a place called Dragobija. We've just stopped the car, the road won't go any further. And I'm looking at a tiny, narrow wooden bridge across this rushing river, which I and our World Roots crew are going to have to walk over in order to get to the village, where we're hoping to hear some women doing a kind of singing called tepsi singing. Tepsi is a bronze plate, and they tap out a rhythm on it. And right now I'm just apprehensive about going across that very narrow bridge. We're with a man called Deli, who's a choreographer and one of the key people at this festival. Deli, you've brought us to this really magical place. We went through a picket fence, and now we've got these stone houses with wooden tile roofs. And this is where you're from? This is Dragobija?
This village where we are, Dragobija, it's called, it's 700 or 800 years old. And it's got characteristic houses called kula, which resisted for many, many wars with the Serbs. Three times this village was burned down and then three times rebuilt. So these characteristic houses remained throughout these wars. And this is a place where a famous singer was born called Fatime Sokoli from this region, and many other artists came from here. I said, how far is the Vermoš, which is the highest point of Albania, Alps? And he said, is 1.5 days as a description of distance. And I said, is that walking? Well, that's the only way we know to reach mountains, by walking. And the calculation would be by day, half day, or 1.5 days, or...
So it takes 1.5 days to get to the highest point of the Alps here in Albania.
From this point where we are.
From where we are, which is already very high up.
Yeah.
But how far are we here from the borders with Montenegro in the north and Kosovo in the east?
You would have 2.5 hours to Montenegro on the horse, back 2-3 hours to the border with Kosovo. Where we are now, it's always been such an isolated place. There's never been a road, an official road. Not with Kosovo, not with Macedonia, not even with Shkodra, which would be the nearest town for us. And for us to get food, it will take us 4 days on a horseback to go to Shkodra, collect the food and bring it here. Otherwise, not official road has ever existed here.
Well, the borders that have been drawn up between Albania, Montenegro, Kosovo, Macedonia. I mean, these are all recent borders. So is the culture of Albanians across those borders, is it shared?
Forever and ever, the Albanians despite borders now, Macedonia, Montenegro, Kosovo, wherever, it's been always one language, one culture, one tradition, and it has been like that and it's still.
So the festival of Sofra Dardane, which looks at pan-Albanian music, it makes a lot of sense, really, that there are Albanians coming from across the borders, but still, it's still one culture.
It displays the roots of our ancient culture, which is Illyrian, and then became Dardan, Dardania, that's why it's Sofra Dardane.
What was Dardania?
So in Tirana, you wouldn't be a Dardan. You are Dardan in the northern parts of Albania, which include Kosovo, this part of Albania, northern part, the Montenegrin Albanians. So all the regions of the north,
that was Dardania.
That was Dardania.
Sofra, sofra tekne, ka qenë traditë.
Sofra, it's a very traditional table, especially on the north. It's a round, low table where 10 men, the best men, sit on the floor around this table. And when this important men would gather in this sofra, the tradition was that you will offer to the best man of this table the head of the lamb. Next to him, you'll give the shoulder. Then all parts of the lamb would be displayed according to the status or the hierarchy of the table. When my father, when he had 12 generals arriving at his house and around the sofra, he killed 12 sheep so he could give 12 heads to each. He couldn't divide the parts.
So the festival looks back to a time when there were no borders between these different places where ethnic Albanians are and when all those Albanians could sit around that table, the sofra.
That's it. Yes, it's exactly that. Around this table, all the ethnic Albanians around it, and you can't divide it. Can you divide the sun? It's round. So you can't.
And here comes a sofra. They're bringing us this low round table. It's only about a hand's length from the ground. And I think this is where they're going to do the tepsi.
Yeah. This is exactly the size and the shape where 10 men would sit around.
It's a small table. They would have been very close.
That's how they sat.
Ah, that's very interesting. So Deli is there,
yes,
sitting.
That's the tradition. His brother is joining.
So they're actually not sitting facing the table. They're sitting with their side to the table so their right hand can pick the food off the table.
That's how they would sit, just side by side.
And here comes the tepsi.
And tepsi is what we call a baking. That's where you would bake burek or any pastry or the bread.
So it could be copper or bronze.
It should be copper. It should be copper.
Well, two women have come along and they are around the sofra, the low table. And the sound that you're hearing is of an aluminium round dish which they're trying to whirl around. But it just keeps falling over, and I think it's because the weight of the aluminium is wrong. What they really need is a copper plate. That's the true tepsi. So there's quite a lot of hilarity as they're trying to do this twirling thing. But it keeps falling over. But maybe they'll sing the songs, the tepsi songs.
visitors. Raccogli moici che somite cuce in pasne stelle o baila che noi nuce
e popo tange se con ne me gista e poti e con e baila con el chica e pote mor con a o me picat cuce e pote torni non a e baila con el nuce e pote mort con a o me picat mla e o poche me con e baila con negro
con a si knohet me tepsi knohet kong dasmash kong
the tepsi songs are usually sung by women for women praising and wishing to the bride to be to fulfill her duty as a wife and a mother when she goes to the husband's house.
Did you marry in this village?
Ti e martun këtë fshat?
Po.
Yes.
And so were these songs sung for you?
Ku e martun e po.
Yes, 40 years ago when I got married, these songs were sung to me.
Are you from Dragobija, from this village?
Yeah.
No, I'm not from the village, but I'm a bride of this village. So I came from another village far away from here.
Se këtu Dragobija nuk martun.
Because in Dragobija you can't marry within the Dragobian village. Basically, the bloodline should not be
from the same village.
From the same village.
So you must marry outside the village. And are these traditions still kept up? Are you still singing these kinds of songs here in Dragobija?
Yes, the tradition is still kept alive. We still sing these songs and we still don't marry within the village in Dragobija.
If you come from another faraway village, how did you meet your husband?
Yes, 40 years ago, I would never have met my husband. It was all arranged marriage. Now, yes, you can see the husband. But before, when I married, I was just arranged.
I hope you weren't too shocked when you saw him.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. I couldn't have been.
That's Deli saying it.
Po këtë e thot Deli, a thot që ka qenë i bukur. Ti qa thu?
Po e thonë gjithërimisht.
Ka
qenë më i bukur se unë.
Yes, I was very pleased. It's true, he was even more good looking than Deli is.
Oh, that serves you right, Deli.
Yes. That serves you right for saying that.
Feride, what would have happened 40 years ago, let us say, if you'd been brought to this village or someone like you had gone to a village to be married and you'd taken one look at your husband and thought, I can't go through with it? Could you have stopped? Could you have gone away?
Ishte kanuni i pëlqeu e si pëlqeu. Ato do marti, ato do gëzonte.
The kanun, it's a sort of constitution set up by Lek Dukajini, which dates from 15th century. According to kanun, it's your fate, so like it or not, that's your fate and you're going to stick with it, no way out.
This is Ensemble Istok, and they're featured at the Sofra Dardane Festival in North Albania. Actually, they are Albanians, but they are from neighboring Kosovo.
Tani do të ekzekutoj një rapsodi me sharki.
What I'm going to play now, it's a rhapsody with sharkia. Rhapsody, it's a typical epic song from our region, played in sharkia, a four-string long lute, and it's a song about our most typical Albanian virtues, which include besa, which is the honor, hospitality, and many other Albanian virtues, which are praised all over the world.
Kënga që sapo ndëgjuam paraqet dashurinë e dy të rinjeve.
the song we're going to hear. It's a love song about a young couple who've been having this love affair. They've been promising each other they'll never separate. And he's been swearing to her that he's a strong man. Even death will never do. Even the bullet will not hit him. Even death will not kill him. And even if it does happen, he will get out of his grave on listening her voice to hug her and leave all his tooth on her cheek. He dies eventually, and this song of a woman remembering all his words and his promisings, singing on his grave and waiting for his promised hug.
Shut it down.
one of the really ancient forms of singing that's specific to these very rugged mountains up here in the north of Albania is called Maje Krahu. And here is a man who has walked for 3 hours from his village to come and join us here on this mountain top. And his name is Rustem Hoxha. Well, Maje Krahu, what exactly is it?
Kanga Maje Krahu, fillimisht, në kohët kur ne ishim të okupuam nga Turqit.
Well, Albania has been always under threat of and under occupation of one kind or another for centuries. In the Turk, with the Turks, then with the Serbs, and always been in the possession, never attacking, but always on the defensive. And Maje Krahu was born as a way of communicating the threat in order for people to gather. This melody or song was performed on top of the mountain where the echo will spread the voice for people to hear.
What exactly does Maje Krahu mean?
Maje Krahu would mean strength, I mean, and far away strength. However, it comes from the hand. It's like even the hand is pushing the voice to spread far.
So the hand is up by the... holding your hand by the ear with your elbow in the air. And do you sing Maje Krahu these days? Does it still have a purpose, this song?
It's still used nowadays, very more rarely, but in our parts, yes, there have been occasions. And also this kind of singing, we have used it also for the wedding, because not only we were under threat with the foreigners, but we have had our own disputes inside. So we would be passing the valley with a flag, and someone would be singing, informing and spreading the same tune, informing that we are wedding goers, therefore don't shoot. So they will raise the flag, hear the echo, informing them, and then the procession would pass safely.
But for instance, here we are on this mountain. Is there any way that people in villages around here will hear your song about an Albanian hero who fought against the Turkish occupation and think, oh no, we're going to be invaded again?
Yes, this village here, that village there, they definitely heard me. And if they would say something, I would say, God bless you for this wonderful voice, because we know we are not under any threat. But an interesting thing is that we have sung this also during communism for reaching results. You know, there is a part you'll give a mission of saying we need to produce this amount of corn for this amount of time. So when they reach this target, there will be a celebration and information of this kind. We reached the results of the decade or whatever 20, propaganda.
20 tons of corn 20 production.
20 tons of corn, this amount of milk per year and whatever. So it would be something like that. It will be used to spread the good news as well.
Asked him to sing something, Edith, and he felt a little uncomfortable about it, but with a smile on his face, he's just done it. What was it?
Well, we asked him to sing a song of Maje Krahu, but sung during communist times, so what would they sound like and to whom they were dedicated. So very uncomfortably, it's like bringing back a shameful past for him, he sang a song about our dictator Enver Hoxha. So this was a song they were forced to invent and sing, and it was like a hymn for a man which they never liked, and they still don't. And that's why he feels very uncomfortable to recollect that song.
But it was part of what you had to do. As a singer, you had to sing these songs in praise of your leader.
Yes, he was forced to, and he had to. And even now, by us asking him kindly to perform, he feels like we are kind of giving him an order.
So it's almost as if he's not only reliving through the song that period under communism, but by asking him to sing the song, it's as if we represent the authority. Oh dear, that's not very good. I don't want that. Sorry about that. Well, let's forget about the terrible old communist days, which are thankfully long past, and let's hear another Maya Karahu from the really old days.
It's okay. Oh, yeah.
It's the last day here at this festival in Bayram Suri, up in the northeast of Albania. We were just listening to a fabulous band on stage. They've just come off. We've invited the band over to our makeshift studio, not far from the stage. And with the thunder and rain outside, we're going to hear the authentic dance music of the north of Albania. Well, we have asked a singer who we heard last night at the after party at the festival, a man with a really powerful and very charismatic voice. We've asked him to join this ensemble, the popular ensemble of Puka, to sing a couple of songs so that we can hear the famous voice of Tropoja.
Marlen Çelia. Çelia Marlen, ose si që thoni ju.
My name is Marlen Çelia. I live in Bayram Suri now, but I come from a village in the northern part of Tropoja. Singing is part of my family's tradition. My grandfather sang the epic songs accompanied on a one-string fiddle. My father sang on Çiftelia, so they pass it on to me, which I'm hoping to pass it on to my daughter or son, hopefully.
I've been hearing a lot about this voice, the voice of this region of Tropoja. What is it that's so special about this voice?
Yes, our voices are very powerful due to the weather condition and the climate of this region. In this region, it's lots of snow and it's very cold. However, also it's a legend, even the water cleans and influences this powerful voice.
Because we're right near this really, really stunningly beautiful river, the Valbona River. And I drank some water from that river. I doubt that my voice will ever be like yours.
I wish your voice could become as powerful. However, the major condition to have such voice is to be born and live here.
Can you tell me what song you're going to sing with this group?
Unë tani do të këndoj këngën Drast të vegut kush po qan, është një këngë e vjetër
që The song I'm going to sing now, it's called Who is crying on the meeting place. It's a very old song, sung from many generations and passed to many generations. It's a song sung for a loved one by a woman whose loved one is dead and she cries over his grave. It's a very popular song. Everybody here knows that song and sings it.
I think I heard you sing this song last night and you had 200 people on the dance floor, all moving around in an enormous circle. So it must be a song that everyone loves.
Shumë e vërtet është një këngë shumë popullore që domon është trashëguar në breza.
Yes, the legend said that when this song was composed, the people in this region were not even able to write. Therefore, it's been passed on through song and everybody sings it.
I'm not wild about very early departures in the morning, and this morning was especially painful after 3 days of festival partying and probably a little more raki than I should have had over those 3 days. But actually, now that we're up, it's really, really worth it. We've left Bayram Suri, where the festival was, And in order to return to the capital, Tirana, we have caught a ferry along this lake, which is called Fierza. And the fact that we're on this ferry shows, once again, just how isolated this part of the country is, this part of northern Albania.
I heard a lot about this ferry trip, this early wake for all those who needed to get this ferry in order to arrive in Tropoia. Beautiful landscape and amazing colors. And
look at this, this inlet in the lake, and the whole surface of the water is covered in mist, and then behind it there's jagged peaks. Words fail.
To me, it makes me imagine now people escaping those mountains and trying to cross over these mountains in order to leave the country. And I'm just imagining as a soldier being posted here in order to protect these borders and those people escaping. I mean, it's so cut off.
But then there's such a long history of that, because almost every single song that we have been listening to in this festival has mentioned the great Albanian heroes of the past, the ones who stood up to defend their villages against the invasion of the Turks,
Slavs,
against the Slavs. It's been going on and on for centuries. When we were listening to those ballads, which are really epic songs, and you just think, how is it possible that this ancient 3,000-year-old tradition has survived here? But then you look at this rugged landscape, so impenetrable, and you think, well, that's how it has. It's just very, very isolated, very difficult to access this part of the world.
Music recorded in the mountainous north of Albania, especially for World Roots. The presenter was Lucy Duran, the producer was Peter Meanwell. And as ever, there are photographs and more details of the programme on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. Well, next week, World Roots heads to Canada as Marianne Kennedy introduces a session recorded at the Albion Bar in a village right at the heart of the Quebec folk music scene. That's at the same time, 10 o'clock next Sunday evening, here on BBC Radio 3.
Radio 3 live in concert with the New York Philharmonic. the USA's oldest symphony orchestra live from the stage of London's Barbican Hall, under the baton of its first native New York music director, Alan Gilbert. Stravinsky and Ravel from the New York Phil. Radio 3 live in concert, Friday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, Radio 3 live in concert every night of the week from 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also in high-definition sound online. It's just after 11 o'clock now. Time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello from King's Place, London, where we complete our trilogy of BBC New Generation Jazz Artist Performances. Tonight we present the current holder of that title, Shebaca Hutchings. Shebaca was born in Britain but grew up in Barbados, where he studied clarinet, playing in primarily classical music and brass band settings. On his return to Britain, he lived in Birmingham, where through access and good advice, jazz music caught a hold and his path was set. He attended the Guildhall School of Music as a classical student on clarinet, and ever since has been establishing himself on the London jazz scene. He is also BBC Radio 3's New Generation Jazz Artist, an accolade achieved by only two artists before him. He's been steadily impacting on the jazz scene, and in particular, it was the avant-garde free scene that really captured Shebaca's imagination, having traveled through the concepts and formalities intertwined in the rich tapestry of the music. In the tradition of the best artists, his music making is an open and very personal philosophy, bringing together concepts of rhythm and melody evident in specific African musics, combined with his intelligent investigation into the thinking behind music, art, science, and politics. Having spent musical time with Shebaca, my observation is that he's inquisitive and thirsty for his own artistic answers, and it gives me great pleasure to observe and listen to his journey. So tonight we present Shebaca with the Sons of Kemet, who are Seb Rochford on drums, Tom Skinner on drums, Oren Marshall on the tuba, and Shebaca Hutchings on tenor and clarinets. Also joining them is Dave Okumo, and he's guesting on guitar. So please, to perform Burn, please welcome Shebaca Hutchings and the Sons of Kemet.
you.